Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs. Jess and Ducko. This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
Welcome to it, everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
I must say, excellent work from you today.
Fantastic show. Thank you. Yeah. I think you also brought your A game.
Thank you.
Some days we just hum. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Just like a well-oiled
machine. There's very few days we don't hum.
Yeah. And even if we're not humming, we can fake it.
Hey, man.
You know?
Do you fake it in the bedroom?
Yeah, funny you ask that. I was thinking about this the other day.
About yourself faking it?
Yeah, because it's so much easier for a girl to fake it than a guy.
Babe, I know you're not don't hate Seinfeld. You're not a massive Seinfeld. There's a whole episode dudes faking it because, yes, it's a very female thing. Because we don't
it's hard to see it.
We can put on the performance.
Yeah, and you can, just clench a bit and put on the performance.
Whereas Kramer admits sometimes he fakes it. Sometimes he's had enough.
Yeah, and sometimes as a guy, if it's just you're gone for too long, it's not going to work, and you're like, how do I fake it? But if you're not finishing the act, it's content warning, inside, and you need to, like, there needs to be something that comes out, you can't fake that.
There's a performance.
And then, you know what's even more annoying is the female is so much more disappointed if the dude doesn't finish. It's like, oh, you didn't do the one thing that...
There really is an imbalance of power, isn't there? Because it's like, when a dude is done, it's kind of... The whole thing's done. Because what if I'm not done?
Yes, I know.
Which is often why there's the argument, dude, you better be looking after your ladies. That has got to be top priority because if you're finished, it's like, well, of course I'm disappointed because I didn't, you haven't fulfilled your end of the bargain.
You know how much pressure there is when you're a guy and you're in the throes and you want to go along a good period of time, but not too much. You know, you don't want to get stale.
I'm going to ask you a personal question,
Ducko. Yeah.
What's a good amount of time? I know it's very subjective. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah, I usually put on some songs and I'd say.
Like a playlist.
I say 3 songs.
Yeah.
3 to 4 songs because, like, that's actually longer than you think.
Oh, tell me about
it. It's like 12
it.
To 15 minutes.
Hey.
And, you know, I'm talking a bit of foreplay in there
Unless
too.
Unless it's Jack Harlow on replay.
Well, that's true, actually. I've got a whole hit playlist on there, so just really
that's
quick.
Right, just a 2-minute 30 songs.
My boss taught me, don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Billy's face.
But
you've
it
been
is,
on part of this team long enough.
Come
Babs.
On, Babs.
Suss it up.
Chime in. But it is tough as a guy when you go, when, like, I think they've had enough, when do I pull it? Or when, and then so sometimes I'll be
how
like,
how good is it being a long term relationship where you can just fucking be honest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Early days, I love being in a secure, stable, early. And that's how I think I knew Angus was the one early days because I felt so confident to be like, I've had enough of that.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
Are we good for this? Yeah, can we change it up now?
Can you stop that?
Are you ready to go or are we just not going to finish it?
Do you know how much I asked for feedback early days?
And
Angus and I were so communicative because I don't know, everyone's journey is very individual.
Mm.
Do you like how I do that? No one gives you freaking feedback.
Totally.
So I was very, very open about what we like. And
what
I went,
positions?
You're the one.
Yeah.
Because we can say it openly.
Yes.
He'd be doing things. I'd be like, what are you doing? Stop that. Who said that was okay?
You're sucking his toes. He's like, hang on, I've never had this before. Why is this happening?
Yeah, he's not a huge fan of that. And it was, we were able to communicate that.
Break down the barriers.
We don't communicate enough. We're also self-conscious.
Do you know what I find, which I find really funny in long-term relationships is like, you're like, when you schedule, hey, should we do it? Yeah, let's go. Okay, great, bro. You're like, you always start off like, who's going to make the first move? You muck around. Then you do it. You get into it. The minute you finish, like within 10 seconds of it being over, it's like back to normal conversation.
100%. What's for dinner?
It's just like, hey, anyway,
work today.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I hate
unless I'm
curtains.
Lightheaded because I put in an absolute fucking shift. You know what I mean?
You need to have a lie down.
Talk to me later.
My Apple Watch thinks I'm doing elliptical training.
And the number of times our conversation turns to, we've got to do something about these curtains, Angus, because we've spent a good amount of time.
Because you've been lying on your back looking at the curtains going.
Because we're not doing, you know, dark sessions anymore because we're so comfortable with each other, obviously, that it's full.
It's full light.
My attention's been brought back to the curtains. I'm like, ugh. Just these grey hunks of fabric.
Yeah, it gets you down. And then when you see something like that in the throes, it takes you so out of the zone.
Totally.
I don't know how
when I'm really enjoying it that I've put them out of my mind.
Yes.
Stop thinking about curtains.
Yes. If he can get me to, if he can take me out of the room and just into my body, we're doing a really good
And as a guy, if you don't get in that zone and you get taken out, it's bad because then you can lose all blood.
Ah.
You know, and then it's like, what's going on down there? Yep. You know, what's happening down there?
Yep.
Yeah, it can be tough.
Oh.
Did you ever experience with public, as in like doing the deed in public?
Sessions?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Not when you say public, there weren't people around.
No.
But I've done.
We're not an orgy.
We did a window at my
Yeah, no. Done a field. Things
a field,
like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Botanical gardens.
Botanical gardens.
Yep. Done a
in
beach.
The daylight?
Yep. That was
the beach is
high
awful,
risk.
Isn't it?
Beach is bad.
The
it's not,
beach
it,
is
it
bad.
It doesn't work.
Bath is bad.
Yeah.
I don't like the bath.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't work.
But the field was nice. A sheep walked past. How do you feel about that? So I have had an audience.
Are you watching me? Are you
yeah,
watching
he
me?
Fucking stood there.
He looks at you. He's
do
like,
you boy sheep? Yeah. Sheep can be boy and girls.
Yeah.
I think it was a boy sheep.
What kind of question is that?
Well, you know how like cows are all girls and bulls are boys? I thought maybe sheep had a thing like that.
Wait, what?
All cows are female. Correct.
But bulls.
I did not know.
See, yeah, see, you're learning. That's why I just wanted to confirm about sheep. But I think it was a boy sheep. It was given perv.
Yeah, he was just looking at you like, oh, yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I could hear a goat in the background.
Yeah, you could.
Might have just been me.
Animals watching is always funny. Like, my dog can't watch, I've told you, because she then gets on, thinks we're playing or wrestling.
We close the door and I can hear Gianni at the door just like.
Scratching?
Well, he doesn't scratch, but I can just hear his nose up against the door. It's almost like
he's
trying to push it. Or
yeah, Pam will scratch and bar, and then we finish, and she comes in like,
you know what a whole thing is, ducko?
Yeah.
The baby.
Oh.
Because, like, we can't just have her outside.
What do you do there?
She's just
in the room?
Bassinet. Yeah.
Think about it. How many times have we actually seen our parents have sex as babies and not obviously just don't remember?
Probably been in the room.
Well, how else do you do it,
How
I
else
guess?
Do you do it? Because I can't leave her out there. I trust the dog implicitly, but, you know, you're just not going to take that risk.
Nothing would turn me off more than looking over and seeing my child there next to me.
So she sleeps, not face down, but she sleeps on her belly now and her head's to the side. So the other morning she was still asleep and we're like, we can quickly get a session in. And then we look over and she was full in like the, you know, the upward dog yoga position.
Yeah.
She like, arms up, push up, and her head, like a Chucky doll, was turned all the way around.
Mummy, I've never seen you in positions like that before.
The baby's looking at us. So I was like, Daddy, what are you doing? Put the doona over.
Oh, that would be weird.
It's weird, bro. She's just locked off.
Oh, no.
I'm like, are you hungry? It's weird.
Yeah, do you want some feeding? Do you just put her on the tee while you're doing the D?
Well, no.
Two for one.
I mean, she's not going to know, but no, that felt weird.
That would be hard for Angus to
We can't be on the work bed.
No, absolutely. If you're on
which
the
is
work.
Also the breakfast bed for her as an
it's also your dinner thing, bed
man.
For you. So.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. And the dog's going, well, how come she can be in there, but I can't?
Oh, then he doesn't want to get missing out. And
it's a whole thing.
But if you left her out with the dog while you guys are doing the D, what would they be getting up to? Like, the dog would be like, well, let's rebel on them.
It's weird. I know.
That is weird. Have you found having Lucia has made your sex life more stagnant?
That's a good question. We are a lot more tired.
Yeah, for sure. You would
be. And there aren't just opportunities where we're alone. You know, the dog, as I said, we can put outside.
Yeah,
the baby, you can't.
Can't just give the baby a Kong.
Like, I still find Angus, no, you can't.
Yeah.
We can give her a teething toy, but it's not quite the same.
Some watermelon.
I have found Angus more attractive as a dad. It's unlocked a new thing for me.
So you've gone from Vin Diesel Angus
to Daddy Angus.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, oh my God. And you'll do it as well when you see this other side to your partner.
Yeah.
So it's unlocked a new level of attraction.
Yeah.
But the window for taking advantage of that attraction have decreased.
Of course.
So it's a cruel situation because I just want to jump his bones a lot more.
But you can't.
You can't.
Because of the thing, of the reason you did jump his bones in the first place.
Well, that's exactly it. It's a weird, vicious circle.
Life is a, you know, it's a prickly thing.
It's a prickly thing. It's a dance.
I think what we've learned is have sex while you can now, Shaga.
Bro, hundo.
Yeah.
Hundo.
Just do the D while you can.
And don't get a dog.
What? No.
You can't have them in the room. They just want to be
part of
it.
You can put them outside for a bit and you just don't muck about. No 45-minute sessions.
Yeah.
You're fooling yourself.
Mate, if I put in a 45-minute
shift,
you'd
be dead. You'd have no hydration.
I would send out work to you afterwards.
I would send out work text a group message and go, guys, I just put in a fucking 45-minute session.
You'd come out like a raisin, like a shriveled husk.
Oh, my God.
Of a man.
Holy hell, I'd be tired. It would more
guys, I'm going to need a week off.
I'm going to need another week.
While I rehydrate.
If I send you, what's the emoji that could be my 45 emoji? If I send you something.
Too heavy-handed with wrestle emoji, so it can't be that. It's got to be, you know what?
Like a gymnast or something.
Oh yeah, I'm not well.
If I send you guys an emoji,
why don't you
in my
send
holidays?
Us a corn on the cob?
Oh, there we go.
And we'll know.
If I send you a corn on the cob, it means I've done a long deed. Maybe not 45. We'll give it half an hour.
Half an hour plus.
Yeah, half an hour plus.
Corn on the cob.
Think of me in the holidays when you
send it to Babs because she'll clutch her pearls and freak out and need a therapy session.
Oh,
oh, goodness. However, she's young. She's probably going half an hour.
Yeah, what's that?
Standard.
Come on.
That's
all I do.
You know, that's an average Wednesday.
That's foreplay.
That's
me after my Guzman and Gomez.
That's me on a full belly.
As we always do, good morning to Babs's granddad.
Hello, Brian.
Jess and Ducko.
New study done team by YouGov, interestingly enough.
Okay.
Around the world investigated how men in each country urinate.
I love that. It's not a census year, so we'll do a PP study.
The PP study's for the boys. Specifically about what countries pee sitting down as blokes.
Oh, Okay. So an Australian study, but we're looking at the world.
Yeah, looking at the world. Okay. So, for example, Germany have the highest rate of weers sitting down. 40% of men studied say that they wee every time sitting down, while 22% said most times, okay. And only 10 said never.
A German thing.
A German thing. Swedish were pretty high, 22. Australia were actually fairly high on this scale too.
Oh.
We came in the top three. 25% of Aussies reckon that men reckon when they go to the bathroom, they wee sitting down.
And just confirming, the question was to go wee-wees.
To go wee-wees.
Because
yeah,
obviously,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So specific, and they haven't misinterpreted the
urination
question.
Urination only, it says.
Wow. I didn't think it would be that high, because part of my ignorance, Ducko, as a little boy growing up,
yeah.
Does your dad teach you how to do that? Come on, son, I'm going to teach you how to go wee-wees.
Daddy, what is this thing? What's it doing?
Because when you graduate from the potty,
yeah.
I assume dad then goes, right, son.
I wish I could remember my dad.
Stand up into the potty.
This is how we hold him.
I just think, like, you get
this
to a stage.
We angle it.
You get to a stage when you're a bloke when you can stand up and you just see it coming out and you see it and you're like, wow, I can do this wherever, whenever.
Totally.
This is a superpower.
Because at what point does your little boy brain go, if I stand up, it just falls down like gravity.
Yeah.
I need to angle. I need to maneuver. I need to put my, you know, there's a little bit of art to it.
Thank you so much for saying that because it sprays sideways sometimes.
Because I appreciate it. I get to sit down and no hands.
Yeah,
watch
bang.
Me. No hands.
Yeah.
Whereas the dudes,
I can do no hands, but that is letting out the snake and you never know what's going to happen there.
If Angus does no hands, it's going all over the bowl. It's going on the seat.
And as I said, sometimes you don't know what position he's in and then it could just side.
God forbid you've had to wake up in the middle of the night.
Well, that's it.
Well, you need to be really alert.
Well, and you know I did that.
I don't think you guys get enough credit.
Thank you. Thank you for breaking down the stigma of male weed. Thank you so much. I did not think it was going this way, and I'm really happy it is.
But I really would
it's
love to get your father, Chris Allen, on to hear about how he trained you.
The only thing I remember Dad teaching me to do was how to shave, and he didn't even do
how
a good job of it.
How old do you reckon you were then?
Well, I was like, I must have been
when
14.
When was the beards coming
14,
through?
15, and it was like, it was like some little like rogue pubes on my face. And I was like, Dad, can you teach me how to shave? And he like was so awkward and uncomfortable.
Yes, I remember my mum teaching me how to shave my legs. It was really special.
Oh, this wasn't a special moment. My mum came into the bathroom and watched us because she was like, oh, this is so
tell me
special.
She had the camcorder out, the old VHS.
All the V8s. And Dad didn't know what to do. It was really awkward. I'm pretty sure I just left. I was like, all right, I'll work it out on
Never
my
mind.
Own. Yeah.
There's YouTube for this, Dad.
Anyway, the Germans and similarly the Aussies, where do you think pees the least sitting down? You're never going to get it. Or country.
Tell me, give me the continent.
There's a couple of countries.
Is it South America?
No, but the US is up there.
Oh, because I was going to say, oh, is it somewhere in Africa? Because last week we talked about Long Johnsons.
Yes.
I can imagine if you're working with a Long Johnson, you're not sitting down because you'd be tickling the water.
Like in Ecuador and stuff.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, again, you've got Shy Guy's issue. That's South America.
Where was the longest Johnson?
That was, that might have been, but it was South America. That's South America.
It was a continent.
But you know what I mean? If you're sitting down, you don't want to be touching that disgusting water.
No, well, you don't.
Yeah.
Poland had 10%, but Singapore, only 5% of men in Singapore, which I would have thought no Long Johnson issues there. Let's be honest.
But they are almost mandatory stand-up.
Almost mandatory stand-up.
Well,
but
that's
you know,
interesting.
They could almost
Seems
fall
like
in.
It's like a real cultural thing.
It does. Anyway, Jared Collins, a consultant urologist, has come out for an Alexandra hospital in Sydney, and he said that you relieve your bladder better and it's properly to empty your bladder. As a man, you should wee sitting down more often than not. Apparently, that's the way you should do it.
Hey, you need to wee a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, there you go. You need to start sitting down more, babe, and empty it better.
That's what I'm thinking. It can lead to all sorts of health issues from your urinary tract infections if you do it standing up all the time because you're not fully emptying the bladder. I thought just it was our gift as a man
to be able to just stand.
But apparently, as blokes, you should be doing it. I mean, God forbid I'm in a stadium at a footy game and, you know, you're not waiting for the toilets.
Oh, the queue situation.
The queue.
We're finally starting to move.
Oh, yeah. I'll just get on my butt cheeks or something.
That's right.
I'll sit down. Yeah, but the queue situation, that's why it's so good for us blokes because we go
in and out.
Exactly. Whereas girls obviously will have to sit. But
no toilet paper involved.
Now they're saying, like the Germans, like the Swedes, like us Aussies, we should be sitting down more often than not to wee.
Mate, someone tell Singapore.
Yeah, well, I'm worried about that little 5% in Singapore.
Absolutely.
Yep. Singapore and Britain. Britain not too good either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, they're not great. And Poland, weirdly enough.
That's a really interesting study. Well done, YouGov.
Thanks. It's good for you, YouGov.
Good for you.
This is Jess and Ducko. Right now, it's Jess and Ducko.
I caught myself having really strong feelings yesterday to an inanimate object, and I need you to talk me off this silly ledge I'm on. So I told you for my birthday a couple of days ago, I treated myself to some new runners.
Oh, yeah, that's now, right.
Runners,
New Balance.
Runners is the wrong word. Yeah. Walkers, I should call them. Yeah.
They're not getting any run.
They're not getting any run.
That will last years, those things.
100%.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny you say that because my old runners I have had for probably 4 years.
I bet.
And they have served me well.
Like, I get 3 pairs of runners a year.
Goddamn. Yeah. I went cleaned out my cupboard the other day and I found a pair of old Nikes and I'm like, when the hell did I have these? They are covered in dust and cobwebs and like mothballs because clearly they've been sitting in the cupboard because I've just hung on to them for so long. I just don't rotate my runners. I don't need to. But I thought that's what I'm going to do. I've been doing a lot of walking with the baby and the dog. Miss some New Balance, entered my New Balance era.
Okay.
But my issue is, and why I say I feel bad, is because before I bought them over the weekend was a little bit damp. So my old runners that I wore are sitting at my front door still because I didn't want to bring them into the house. So these old, I think they're Adidas, are sitting at the front door.
Yeah.
And yesterday I caught myself arriving back at the front door after doing a lovely walk with the dog and the baby, looking at the runners sitting at the front door whilst I'm wearing my new runners. And I had this wave of, oh, it's like it's caught me with a lover. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt
you've
like
moved on.
I've moved on and I've just left them out in the cold, physically left them out in the cold, sitting at the front door. I can already see bits starting to fall.
Just staring at them.
Just staring at them because, as you know, shoes that sit on the floor are exactly eye level to shoes on your feet.
Yeah, and they're looking at your new footwear.
They're looking at my shiny.
The Adidas are going, you've gone New Balance? They don't even look good. They don't even look nice. How could you?
What's that big N?
Surely you just find a model and stick to it, which is good for your arch support.
Absolutely. What was wrong with me? What was wrong with my arches? But I literally stood there staring and then had this moment of, I should move away. I should hide my shoes. I went, I'm talking about some runners. Calm down.
I'm so
you
glad.
Emotional idiot.
I'm so glad you've come to me with this because I feel I get the same way about runners.
Do you?
I have an attachment to runners, but you know what I do?
Talk to me.
So when you get a new pair of runners, you never want to wear them, either if it's a wet day or something like that, you still wear your old. But you don't wear those new runners straight away. You retire the old runners.
Do we have to have a send-off?
Yeah, you have a send-off. But also, if you're ever doing any yard work or if you're doing just anything around the house where you're getting a little bit dirty, like if I'm doing the mowing or whatever,
okay,
the old runners become those.
You know I've entered my Costa Georgiatis gardening era.
Yes.
So I do need gardening
so
shoes.
So you use your old runners for the gardening. And then the ones before that I had that were my old gardening, they then go to the bin because it's like, well, you are now on your way out. You've served me.
You actually have holes or whatever. I can't even donate you.
See you later.
See you later.
You're gone. And then the old runners. The old runners become the gardening shoes and the new runners become your nice sneakers.
Does that not feel like you know, when you're an old person in a workplace and you feel like they're phasing you out of the tough projects, you're not being included on the group emails.
You're not getting
you feel like, oh, I'm getting demoted, basically.
You're not getting anything. You just stay at home, Greg. Okay.
Why don't we start transitioning you into other, you know what I mean?
Other
it
roles.
Happened to my uncle and I'm
special
still mad.
Projects. Yeah.
I'm worried my Adidas are going to go, I'm on special. Hey, at least they're still working.
Yep.
At least they're still doing their thing.
They're still doing that, and they'll be happy with that. You know, they've lived a good life.
Absolutely.
Except your Adidas are probably like, you never took me out. I've not been for one run. I'm brand new.
It's still pretty good. Yeah. I'll be honest.
You did not need new sneakers. Now you
if
got
anyone
these
needs a size 6.5 Adidas, they're in pretty good nick. I guess I could give them a hose.
This is Jess and Ducko. Thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet.
Go ahead.
This is Fill the Space.
T-10.
From space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet has landed, bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video to some of the most remote parts of Australia.
We have ignition.
Oh, yeah. We've got 30 seconds. Houston has 30 seconds?
Houston's got 30 seconds.
You need to fill it.
Buzz Aldrin's giving us 30 seconds.
Buzz is giving us 30 seconds of dead space.
Dead space.
You need to fill it with some chitter chatter.
And it's space-related stuff. Now, that can be abbreviated or it can be very specific. Yes, there was the Milky Way.
That's right. And God, he drilled it, that guy.
We actually haven't had anyone not drill it yet.
No, I know. And it's 2 grand, so I appreciate people are bringing their A game. Mason, have you had a coffee this morning? Have you had a good night's sleep? Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm having my coffee now.
Good on you, Mace.
All right, spark up.
All right, Mace. And remember, you can't say you can't say ah. If you take too long, Shigo's going to come in with that error sound effect. And it means you lose,
yep,
okay?
No worries.
All right, Mace.
All right,
Mace.
No problem. For 30 seconds, we need you to fill the space talking about telescopes. Go.
Well, the other day, I brought this telescope, and I was looking out at Mars. Well, I noticed that there was this small Martian. And he started driving around in his little Martian car, and he's crashed. When he's crashed, these other Martians walked up to him and said, "Are you right, mate?" Because they speak English, of course. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm fine, not a problem." And he goes, "You've crashed, what'd you hit?" He goes, "I hit this pebble." "Well, where'd the pebble come from?" "Well, that bloke down on Earth, he's thrown a pebble up at Mars. He's looking through the telescope. Can you see him?"
Keep going.
"He's just thrown this telescope. He's thrown a pebble at me."
"Yeah."
"And I've just ran into it and crashed." He goes, "Oh, that's no good. Throw it back at him." So then all of a sudden, I'm looking through this telescope from Earth, yeah, and the pool hits the crack. It cracked my telescope.
It cracked your telescope.
I couldn't believe it. He absolutely nailed the shot.
Oh, mate.
So then you can just keep... No, you want to keep going? You want to keep telling your story? Because you've been on for about a minute now. You absolutely drilled
Mason,
that.
Mason, be honest. Did you have that written down? Were you like, "I'm prepared for any scenario"?
Absolutely nothing. I just come up with it on the spot.
That's just what Mason does, baby.
Oh, my God.
He's on the fly in his car. He's having his long black. He's driving to work.
He's gone straight.
It is a long black.
Yeah, he's driving a good long black.
He's straight to Marsh.
Yeah. Oh, Mason, you've just won yourself $2,000 thanks to our mates at Telstra.
I didn't hear one arm or
no, that was
that's
probably the best.
I asked if it was written down.
It was, we didn't say it had to be real stories. It was probably the best journey. I was the most interested in that story out of all.
We let him go for an extra 30.
And the Martian speaking English, Mason, that is good times.
I appreciated the clarification.
Boy, they kill it.
Well.
I might turn it into a book and I'll show you.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yes, please.
A little
children's book.
Yep, love that.
Fabulous. We can help you with the illustrations.
Well, Mason, mate, you've just walked away with $2,000 for this beautiful Wednesday. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mace. It's, my goodness.
It's that easy. We do play again every day. Reminder, if it doesn't go off, we do jackpot. From space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet is here bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody say Adam.
Elliot.
Good morning, Adzy.
As he walks in the door, he rock stars it in.
Good morning.
How are you, big guy?
Yeah, good, good.
You went to the beach today?
Went for a swim this morning, yep.
Was it cold?
Nah, water's beautiful.
Are you a budgie smuggler, man?
I am when I go in the morning, so I don't want to I feel like it's less maintenance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Budgies, I can just
fabric.
Hang them on the front front railing at the front deck at home and
love
they dry
that.
By the time I get home from training.
Are you a...
Save me boardies for the weekend when I'm trying to make a bit of a statement.
I see.
Yeah. Do you wear budgies like on the beach if it's busy on the weekend? Because I can't
that
do that.
That makes a statement.
That's a statement. I'm not one of those people.
Very statement-y. Nah, yeah. I'm a boardies man.
Yeah.
Mill's always trying to get me to roll the boardies up. Less tan line sort of...
Yep.
Action like
across the quads, yeah.
But I think that's probably more of a girls thing, like the tan line.
The
I think like that doesn't really faze us, does it?
No,
like,
I don't care.
I used to wear like growing up, like from Tarthra as a coasty town, it was almost like a bit of a badge of honour if you had the boardy tan.
Oh yeah,
okay.
He's a surfer.
Boardy and sock tan.
Yeah. Maybe sock. That's a tradie.
I've actually got a Birkenstock tan. So
yeah,
you have got Apple Watch tan.
I've got a Whoop tan. Yeah, I've got a Whoop tan as well.
What are you saying? What's Whoop?
Whoop. It's like I want to get one.
It's a
fitness tracker. Is that a new iteration?
Look at this Apple Watch stand.
Oh, that's solid.
That's a bad
when
one, isn't it?
When we get our marketing photos done, the makeup artist has to put foundation
on
me.
Little touch-up.
Yeah. And then after the shots, it was so bad, they had to like do it again in
then
post.
Then they've got Photoshop.
Yeah, got Photoshop.
Anyway.
Yeah. Do you wear budgies when you play footy?
I do.
I feel like that would make
the double. I go the double whammy. So I go budgies into like skins, like short skins, like little booty shorts.
Into undies.
Pardon my ignorance.
Okay.
Why are you wearing budgies and not just undies?
Probably to do with that maintenance thing, but budgies are thicker.
Yeah.
Okay. You
thicker,
feel more secure.
A bit more secure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The berries feel a bit tighter in there.
And then, like, I suppose it's just natural. Like, we wear them at training all the time because you usually go from the field into the ice bar. Into recovery. So, you know, you keep doing that in your Calvin Kleins. There's a bit of chlorine exposure there. They're not going to last you too long.
No, they're not cheap.
They're not cheap.
That's for anniversary night only.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to get Adzie some Jess and Ducko budgies. So when his pants get pulled down in the game and you see his butt, it's our faces.
Well, currently, Budgie Smuggler is our prize when they lose Alpha Bucks.
Yes.
Or like, when they're runner-up in Alpha Bucks, you get a pair of budgies.
Jess and Ducko.
And we'll be able to speak
to
our mates.
We'll be losing on purpose.
Yeah. Shock on your left cheek. I'll be on your left cheek, Jess on your right cheek.
I love that.
And we'll be both facing in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You like that? He's very creative.
Thank you, mate. Thank you so much.
We've thought about this.
I didn't think we were going to talk about budgies for about 3 minutes already, but we have.
We've run out of time.
Tough loss against the Roosters.
Yeah, it was.
It was a weird old game. It was one of those sort of like a KP went down, got injured, and it just kind of, it was just an odd one, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think he obviously showed some tremendous toughness and come back out in the second half and blitzed them, Kay. But I think as a team, we were, when we lost momentum, we lost it badly.
Yes.
And handed that to them. And then, you know, their players, Joey Manu and Brandon Smith, particularly around the ruck, were very dangerous. They sort of got a couple of tries back to back there that we struggled to recover from. But I think our willingness to fight right to the end, obviously, is a really good sign. Like, we were looking at chasing that game and going for it rather than...
You nearly got the match winner. You got the try that, like, got us close, and he nearly goes over again for the match winner. I was like, he's going to do it.
I know, yeah. It's like one of those things, eh? Big moments in games, they can decide the game. They decide the result of the game. But, you know, in saying that, it shouldn't come down to the last play to win the game. It's great when it does, and it's great when you can pull it off. But
exciting,
there's so many, and it's exciting for everyone. Don't worry, it's exciting for us if we pull it off too. But it's one of those things that when you look back and review the game, there's many, many moments where us collectively as a team, individuals, we could be better to obviously make that result go in our favour. So it's a tough one to swallow, obviously at home as well. We never like losing at home.
Yeah.
And to go down so closely again, obviously we've had a couple of close finishes this year. And
You're right there always, you know.
That's right. Yeah. So we've got a 10-day turnaround now. We've been able to put in a bit of work at training this week. It's been a big week so far. We'll have another big day today. And then we've got a big game down in Sydney against the Bulldogs. So
it's your old team.
A good week. Yeah, against the old club. It's my 150th NRL game too this week.
Yes, congratulations.
So that's cool.
That's
so
awesome.
I'll have a lot of friends and family there.
Do you get to run out first?
I'd say so, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's usually the go. But
how do you celebrate that? Like, you know, I'd have a cake. What do you do?
You have a pasta for breakfast and a cake.
I was going to say, you know.
Hopefully with a win.
What an answer.
Yeah. With a meat pie and a win, baby.
Yeah, that's exactly
exciting,
right.
150.
Are you going to bring out your little boy when you run out?
He came down last week, so Lenny had he was here for last week's game, which was really nice, obviously being a home game.
Yeah.
A few moving parts playing down in Sydney, so I won't get him down for this game, but I'll have other family and friends there, which have been there, you know, for the whole ride, which I think is, for me, that's the most important thing. Like, something that I'm certainly proud of, but I'm so proud to have my mates that I had at my first game there. They'll be there at my 150th, which is really cool for me. And, you know, it goes by like that. You know, 1 minute you're debuting and the next that you're celebrating something like this with the people closest to you. And it's just a quick reminder that you got to make sure you're living it while you're living it.
Absolutely. What's Ferris Bueller say? If you don't stop to look around every once in a while,
life
pass you by.
Life moves pretty fast.
Absolutely,
you know?
It does.
You a fan of Ferris Bueller?
Big fan, yeah, I love that quote.
He's so supportive, isn't he?
Supportive.
God, we love
He's
having
a yes
you
man.
In.
He's a yes
150.
Man.
150, congratulations.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
That's truly epic.
That's awesome.
In such a tough game where your body.
And particularly your position, too.
It.
Yeah.
That's
you're not hiding out in the back line.
That's right. He's getting his budgies out.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
So, congratulations. We wish you well against the Dogs this weekend. Mm. Get the W, get the meat pie, have a cake, maybe.
Yeah.
Get the win, and we want 200 games out of you.
That's right.
Yeah, hopefully I'm sitting here for the 200th. That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Wonderful.
Wouldn't it?
We'll get the budgies sorted by then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheers for coming in, mate. Good
Thanks
to chat.
Thanks heaps, guys. Cheers.
This is Jess and Ducko.
I reckon producer Shy Guy's having a glass of milk.
Glass of milk and a little biscuit, aren't you?
My milk. Shy Guy Dips.
I'm so excited to win the biscuit.
Well, you can be excited right now. You too can win Shy Guy's biscuit.
That's right. 13-10-60. It is Australia's favourite and only biscuit game.
Yep.
TM, Jess and Ducko.
Thank you to Arnott's as well for getting
on
board.
Thank you to Arnott's.
God, I've eaten some Arnott's lately.
Thank you so Molto Milks.
Oh, yep.
Oh, well, I shouldn't have given anything away.
No,
maybe
we don't.
That'll be today. We haven't done Molto Milk.
No, we haven't.
Shy Guy has many skills, but describing things is not one of them.
Negative.
So he has a packet of biscuits in front of him. He is going to do his best, which is really his worst. And if you can decipher the clues, not only do you win the glory of having worked out what the hell is going on about? You win the packet of biscuits, an unopened pack.
You know, I was thinking we do at the end of the year, just planning ahead on air.
Yes.
We get every winner of the biscuits.
Oh, my God.
And we put them together for like an overall at the end of the year, Shy Guy Dips champion.
A bit of a head-to-head.
Yeah.
The best of the best.
A dip-off.
A dip-off.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Anyway. But 13, 10, 60, if you want to get involved, Shy Guy's going to give you a clue now before we get to the song, because they're always very difficult. Shy Guy, what do we got today?
Layers. Layers.
Okay. Layers.
Layers.
Like 13, 10, 60.
Onions have layers.
Yeah.
Okay, layers. Layers on the bicky.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. If you think you know what that is, it's layers.
Layers.
We're going to have more clues. Remember, you get involved at Call of Fame prize. Very good this week.
You get your voice on the air. You also have a chance to win the Call of Fame.
Yeah.
But really, you want Shy Guy's biscuit.
You want this bicky.
13, 10, 60. Let's do it.
This is Jess and Ducko.
I reckon producer Shy Guy's having a glass of milk.
Glass of milk and a little biscuit, aren't you?
My milk. Shy Guy Dips.
I'm so excited to win the biscuit.
Now, look, we are having a cheeky 2-week break at the end of this week. Is this the last time you see biscuits in this game?
He'll be dipping something. But
he'll be dipping something. Look, maybe not. Yeah. Shy Guy saying Arnold sent us so many biscuits, we should probably get through more biscuits.
Actually, I think we'll probably still.
But for the jeopardy, let's say this is the last time
you
will see Shy Guy dipping a biscuit. So if you would like the glory and a packet of biscuits, 13, 10, 60. We've already heard the clue. Layers.
Layers. Okay.
We've had layers. And on 13, 10, 60, if you would like to get involved.
Get involved right now. Give us a call. Do you want to give us another clue, Shy Guy, before we just jump straight into it?
Yeah, there's a lot of French packaging, like a lot of French writing on this packaging.
Ooh, layers and French writing.
Let's go to Jody on 30.
I see that.
Oh, Jody's hung up.
Jody freaked out.
French thing through her. Okay.
Let's go to Karen.
Kazar, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. We've heard layers and there's a lot of French writing on this packet. Would you like to take a stab at Shy Guy's biscuit?
I'm totally confused at first. I thought it was wafers.
Okay.
But with French writing on it, I was going to say Tim Tams, but I think I've bummed out.
Which one? Put in a guess, Kaz. Put in a guess. Yeah. What do you want to say?
I'll go Tim Tams.
Okay. Well, this is now the tricky thing here, Ducko.
What do you got?
I'm going to need more information.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't think we can just lock in.
Because are you saying there's multiple types of certain Tim Tams?
There is.
Types
I'm going to need some specifics from Karen. Don't you think?
Yes. We've got to nail it head on.
We've got to nail it head on.
We have to nail every Bicky head on. So does Karen get another crack or are we moving on?
Give her another clue.
Okay, you give her another clue.
Karen, we're going to give you a bit more information.
This is a dips first
because three people dropped out when they heard French writing.
Yeah, they freaked out.
Really
so, Karen, you're very close. Shy Guy, another clue for Kaz.
All right, well, we know that there's layers, specifically three.
Yeah. Oh!
And they're a creamy colour.
Okay.
Karen, we need a specific guess. Go.
What kind of said biscuit, Karen?
The caramel?
It's not the caramel.
But God, Karen, you led the horse to water.
You really did. Norel, good morning to you.
Morning.
Morning,
I hope you
Narelle.
Were paying attention because Karen has done a lot of
She's
work.
She's done a lot
for
of the heavy lifting.
Layers, French writing. What did you say? Creamy colour.
Creamy colour.
What is the biscuit, Narelle?
Is it a Venetian?
It is not a Venetian. Thank you, Narelle.
We are. I think stay in the Tim Tam realm. There's multiple types of Tim Tams.
There's nine in this packet.
Hey, man, if they're not understanding.
That's true.
Let's just keep going.
Yeah, right. Leslie,
People are calling. Leslie, hello.
Hello.
G'day, Les.
Les, would you like another clue?
Yes, please.
Go, Shy Guy.
All right. It says on the packet there is no substitute.
Okay. He's just reading packet stuff now.
I know. He hasn't even opened
Les,
it yet.
Les, you know
Ducko.
We're in the Tim Tam realm.
Leslie, what's the biscuit?
Yeah, I'm just going to say KFC, but I know it's not that.
KFC. I love everyone having being so afraid for their guests. It's not a gaiety,
no.
Leslie.
Look, I mean, we're the Tim Tam realm is where we need to stay.
I think we need to circle back to Karen. Yeah. If Karen, you're still listening, call again.
There's only so many types of Tim Tams.
People aren't understanding that.
No, I know.
Ducko. Wendy, good morning.
Wendy will get it.
Good morning.
Wendy's got a good head on her shoulder.
Yeah,
Wendy,
she does.
Another clue for Wendy, Shy Guy. Stop sending an email. Focus.
Yeah. Can you at least try this biscuit? Do your job.
I know. Open the packet,
Dal. Open the packet.
Wendy, so we know it's in the Tim Tam realm. We know it's got layers. It's got French writing, which I think should be a little bit of a somewhat of a giveaway. He's now pulling it out.
Oh, they look awful.
Yeah, I've never had
Sorry,
this.
Sorry, is that a clue? I shouldn't have done that.
Have a taste,
it's
mate.
It's not the colour that you kind of want a biscuit to be.
But... Okay, there's
there
your
you
clue,
go.
Wendy.
That's a good one. Wendy.
Yes?
What do you reckon it is?
La Petite.
It's not a La Petite. I'm sorry, Wendy. Let's go to Cherie.
I don't know how much more we can say. And it's I in the Tim Tam realm.
Ducko, yeah, Babs, I can see Karen has called back. Yeah. I want Karen on next,
Karen
please.
Karen can come back next.
Cherie, hello.
Hi, how are we?
Good, thanks, Cherie. Babs.
Well, Cherie, it's getting tough.
It's getting tough. Shy Guy's had a bite. He's
had
a
bite.
What does it taste like?
Ooh. Does it taste good?
Does it taste good?
It tastes like it's a not chocolate Tim Tam, so you can rule the normal one out.
Okay.
Yeah,
it,
I think
okay.
I'm on ya.
What is it,
Sheree? Here we go.
No, I think I'm on ya. I think we got the white Tim Tam.
Yeah! You got him,
Sheree. Oh, my God. Karen's sitting there being like, oh, I would have gotten that.
I know. Sheree, you just won Shy Guy's biscuit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a day. I do want to go to Karen, though. Karen, you're on the air. Were you going to guess that?
Yes.
Yeah, Karen, you did all the work.
You did all the lifting. You did all the lifting, Karen.
If Sheree hadn't have gotten that, you would have walked away. Hey, can we send Karen the open packet?
Yeah, we can do that.
If you want it, Karen, we're going to send you Shy Guy's open packet, okay?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Fresh from Shy Guy.
Everyone's a winner, baby.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Now, we know people are obsessed with, particularly the ladies, love their big Frank Green water bottles.
Oh, their emotional support water bottle. You know what I heard, though, Ducko?
Yes.
Frank Green on the out, yeah. Stanley on the in.
Stanley's on the in, isn't it?
That's what all the cool kids are using, the gigantic Stanley cups.
They're huge. Obviously, just got me Yeti.
You Yeti?
Big Yeti
you know
guy.
Why? Because you're a functional man.
So true.
And I've heard that Yeti is actually a really great...
It's a great water bottle. Yeti, yes. If you don't have a Yeti, they're expensive and you think that's not worth it. When you get it, you won't look bad.
100%. Whereas the others... Very aesthetic.
Yeah, just, but then, you know.
Stanleys are so big.
They're massive.
They are. They must
I've
be
got
doubling.
My water bottle.
They must be doubling as an arm workout.
100%.
That's why all these chicks look so amazing in their tank tops, because their arms are so toned from dragging around these giant water bottles.
Absolutely.
We don't need the big communal water filters in the office anymore, because everyone's just got a Stanley cup.
Huge Stanley cup.
We don't need the Brita water filter.
No.
We've got Stanleys.
And they're using, you know, the Stanley cups so you can have straws in them, just like a normal straw that you put your lips over, you purse your lips over it, and you drink it.
Thank
well,
you.
Gen Z, born between 97 and 2012, if that confuses you, because it always gets me.
The young ones.
On TikTok, they've come up with the latest version of a beauty secret, the anti-wrinkle straw, because everyone's drinking these straws. This is one of the most ridiculous things you'll hear today.
Sorry, I want to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Do normal straws give me wrinkles?
No. There's no proof or evidence that they
okay.
give you wrinkles. But because
so
people,
why do I need an anti-wrinkle one?
Because people are sucking on these straws more often than not now, because water bottles are a thing with straws. You know, people may be drinking more water like
We're
that.
We're constantly pursing our lips.
Exactly. So the Gen Zs are going, we need to come up with an anti-wrinkle straw. And of course, someone's invented it. It's a straw that comes out like a little, it looks like a hook, like on an angle. And
yes.
you suck it almost like you're blowing into a flute.
Oh, so it's a flat surface.
It's a flat surface.
So I just can get my whole mouth around it without doing the pursing.
Exactly. So it looks like you're playing the flute, but you're drinking your water bottle.
Just the way that my mouth's more relaxed, maybe?
Correct. Dr. Leah Totten from the Cosmetic Skin Clinics came out and said there is zero scientific evidence as to whether anti-wrinkle straws are an effective method of preventing perial wrinkles.
Do you find any story ridiculous like this that comes out in April? I'm like, they've missed April Fools. It's too late for this.
What are they doing?
Why are you doing
this? This is the TikTok era, though, because everyone sees it on TikTok and goes, oh, it must be a trend. I'm getting it. And everyone buys it. And there's no research behind any
Mate,
of this.
Doctors, dermatologists, all these professionals in this field must be working overtime. They do their 9-to-5 clinic job and then they go, right, now I've got to get on TikTok and dispute all these claims and make sure people aren't doing all these dumb stuff.
It was
stuff.
Like, what was one where people were putting tampons in the pan to soak up the juice or something like that?
I didn't see that.
And then it was like, no, tampons have those things that, like they can, what's like in the actual pad itself.
Yeah, yeah.
That like, is not good for...
Oh, like a chemical.
A chemical,
whatever.
Yes.
Mate, one of my cousin's best mates, she told me, wrinkles, man, people are terrified of them like they're going to end your life.
Yeah.
It is a privilege to age. I just want to put it out there.
Right?
One of my cousin's best friends, she used to sleep in a neck brace, Ducko.
Stop it.
Because she didn't want neck wrinkles. And she thought I don't know how you slump when you're bloody, what's this, horizontal.
Yeah.
But she felt like she would bring her chin to her chest in her sleep. So she'd sleep in a neck brace to elongate her neck and avoid crumpling and crinkling.
What?
I've never looked at a chick and gone, damn, she's beautiful. How unwrinkly is her neck?
Look at that neck you've got going on. That's divine. A skin expert has come out and said if people want to avoid getting aging, they should focus less on the straws and more on wearing sunscreen, getting enough sleep, and reducing alcohol intake and smoking habits.
That's 100. And
but I still want my Frank Green and my vape. You know what I mean?
If I can't eliminate those things you're saying are problematic, let me look at this realm and just change my straw.
Yeah.
And you know what? Who's a hurting ducko?
Well,
if they want to go spend their hard-earned money
so
on these fluty straws to avoid made-up... it's not hurting anyone.
Yeah. You've got to look like
kind
an idiot.
Kind of is, though, because that rhetoric that it is hurting them
is so... It's embarrassing. If we see Shy Guy come in tomorrow with his big Frank Green and he's sucking on his flute straw...
Are you concerned about aging? Are you using oil of Olay and those sort of things?
No.
You don't strike me as someone who's concerned about aging. Babs, you're the youngest on the team.
Yeah, you're Gen Z.
Yeah, you are.
Show me your straw.
I have, like, frown wrinkles on my head.
Yeah.
Wait, what? It's not even a thing.
The only person in my life who wants me to get Botox is my mum. Because you know how I have a resting frown face? Like,
you do.
I do. I have big wrinkles above my eyes, but I have very expressive eyes. Like, I can raise both
and
eyebrows.
You can control your eyebrows.
Yeah, I can.
You're basically Daenerys.
It took me, you know.
That actress who's got really great eyebrow control, you can do that too.
When I was a kid, I used to.
Yes, when I was a kid, I used to go in the mirror and try and practice raising both eyebrows. And now mum's like.
Is that a skill you can learn?
Yeah, you can teach yourself.
Oh my God. So but now it's giving you permanent frown wrinkles.
And now mum's like, I want you to get Botox. I'm like, mum, I feel like as my mum, you probably shouldn't be telling me that. You know, I feel like
it's really quite damaging.
Jess and Ducko.
For no other reason than I thought it would be funny, I gave my mum a challenge.
Brilliant.
And I got up some lyrics of some of our favourite songs on the playlist at the moment, Ducko. Now, she said, I don't know these songs. My mum is the kind of person, she will love a bop, have no idea who it's by, what it's about, what it's called, anything like that. She needs to hear the song to go, yeah, I love this one.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
But when I just give her lyrics, you know, the tune doesn't immediately come to her
mind.
It's
hard getting a song with the lyrics without knowing the tune.
Totally, because they can be the most wonderful lyrics in the world, but then you've got to put a beat to it. Songwriting is very difficult. So what I've done for you, again, just because I thought it would be funny, and I caught her in a merry moment where she agreed to sing for me.
Bizarre. She must have been sideways.
She must have been. Yeah. She, you know, I'm a great host. I'm constantly topping up her glass.
Have another one.
So I said to her, Ma, I've got some lyrics here. Mm. I want you to sing them. She said, I don't know the tune. I said, that's fine. Interpret whatever tune you think is applicable to these lyrics.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to see if me mate Ducko can work out what the song is. They are on high rotation, Ducko.
Yeah.
All of these songs.
Okay.
High
makes me nervous when we do this because I push play on it and probably back announce it or introduce the song every day.
And you feel like it's going to make you look bad?
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Okay.
If you can get any of these, I'll be very impressed.
Okay.
Song number one, Ducko. Can you work out? I'd love a title and artist from you.
Okay.
What's this song?
Something's got a hold of me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in.
Oh, what's closing in?
And the devil's knocking at my door. Out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's taken a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones, don't you know?
Wow.
How did I get her to agree to this?
Wow. Once you start to think I know the lyrics, I'm like, I don't know.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
What a legend, can I just say, that she's put herself, what vulnerability she's showing.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
what's the song, Ducko? It's high rotation, babe.
Is it Teddy Swims, Lose Control?
Shut your mouth. How did you get
that? I thought the Lose Control...
How did you get that?
Your mum, man. She got a voice of an angel. Can't, look, this is the real song. This is...
Something's got a hold of me.
It's the same song.
Lately.
I'm hearing the same thing.
And I'm very impressed.
Feels like the walls...
Okay. I can't believe I got that.
She's such a good sport. I'm so impressed with this.
Okay.
It's one thing to just record these at my kitchen table. I realize I'm now playing these on the radio for everyone to hear.
I know.
Thank you, mum.
Like, she doesn't listen.
Song number two. She does from Melbourne when she's having a shower. Song she's going to turn on today.
Such
being
a long
like,
shower.
Wait a minute, who's this?
She'll be singing in the shower then hearing this.
Absolutely. Song number two, Ducko, what's this? High rotation.
For a while there, it was tough. But lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall.
Oh.
And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love.
Oof.
She'll come and stay the night and I think I might have it all.
That's hard because she's gone really fast.
She moves from like rap
into
more of a ballad. But can you work out?
I don't have much of an idea on
for
this
one. For a while there, it was tough. But lately I've been doing better.
She's bopping
better
now.
Than the last
she had to ease into it. And there is a bit of a key change in the song.
I see
so she's
my
really
family
caught.
Every month. I found a girl my parents love.
Is it like Troye Sivan and Rush or something like that?
No.
What is it?
This. Beautiful things
that I've got. Of course.
You know, this song starts one way and then does a bit of a key change.
For a while there, it was tough. But lately I've been doing better.
I said, Ma, it's a bit more of a rock song. She went, yeah. December's what's your point? I went, yep, you absolutely
have to. Rocking
and
it out.
I see my family every month. I found
look, you're one from two.
Okay.
And I appreciate this isn't the easiest game I've ever given you.
That was a tougher one.
That's a tough one. One more for you.
Okay.
Because it's all I could get out of my mum.
She's done well.
She's done very well.
Like she hasn't, but she has.
No, yeah. Third song for you, Ducko. What song is this?
Put you in a frame. Ooh, baby, who could you blame? Glad your mama made you, making me insane.
Lucia with a cameo.
You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel.
Jeez, I'm going to do that again.
Put you in a frame. Ooh, baby, who could you blame? Glad your mama made you, making me insane. Mm. You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel.
Oh, I've got no idea.
Babe.
I've got no idea. You must be an angel.
We just gave away a very big prize about this man.
Is it Justin Timberlake? So if
I
get
jealous. I reckon that's the closest one she got.
Yeah, she was actually, when you hear it.
She's kind of closer. And then when I said, because I didn't tell her at the start, she went, oh, I like that song. I said, yeah. It's the lyrics.
It's the lyrics, Mum.
Ooh, baby, who.
Yeah, she's got that sort of.
She's. I reckon that's her best one.
That's her closest one, yeah.
She's a big JT fan.
Oh.
Anyway, well done, sir. I know that was very challenging.
Oh. I'm just glad I got one.
Absolutely. Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Yeah, we do. It's a great day to win 10K. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We'll come back if there's time. They're the rules of engagement. So we go to our friend, Connor. Hello, Connor.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good Connor, point. We're pretty good for a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Are you fired up? Is your brain switched on for a Wednesday morning?
Well, as much as it can be.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Sort of half operating.
We gave away the letter about 5 minutes ago, Connor. Did you catch that?
I think it was a C.
Connor's being funny, right?
He's doing gear, I think.
Okay, he's doing gear.
I hope he's doing gear.
Connor, the letter's L.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, maybe Connor actually thought it was.
Connor, did you actually think it was C? You tell me you're joking.
I had no idea. That was a rough guess.
Oh,
but,
okay. We were joking about that. That's
so
funny.
About lemmings.
Oh, where?
Lamingtons.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. Because
okay.
Connor hopes his brain is switched on. And
well,
that's all
I would say it's not.
For.
It's not fully switched on.
Yes.
For you. But that's fine, Connor.
You what know? Would you do with 10 grand, bro?
Oh, I'd like to take my little boy on a holiday.
Oh, I love that.
Overseas, somewhere would be nice.
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah. Go to Bali.
Yep. No, no, no. We'd go to Laos.
Ah, Laos.
Because
good.
It starts with L.
L.
All right, Connor?
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
He loves it.
He's in.
All right, here
Connor's,
we go. We've
he's in the zone now. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Connor, let's do it. Your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter L. We need you to name a fruit.
Lemon.
A 90s TV show.
Ah.
An NBA player.
LeBron James.
An Ed Sheeran song.
Loud.
An Olympian.
Pass.
A breakfast cereal.
Pass.
Something you wear.
Oh, pass.
A phone app.
Oh, goodness. Nah. Not today.
A coffee
oh,
brand.
He's fallen off.
No.
Not today, Connor.
No. It's over till the fat lady sings,
well,
Connor.
You're right. You're right. It wasn't there today, wasn't there?
After question 7 for Connor, it was done. You got yourself 3.
Three of the best, though.
Three of the best. Hey,
oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
That's right.
Said loud for Ed Sheeran.
Is loud not the song?
Nah. Thinking out loud.
Oh, sorry, Connor. You got two.
Oh, gotcha. We're halfway there.
We'll go through it, though, Connor. Let's have some fun together.
Yeah, please.
A 90s TV show, Law and Order, is what you're looking for.
Oh, yep.
An Olympian, Liesl Jones, Libby Trickett. Breakfast cereal, that's tough. It's the Lucky Charms. Yeah, big in the US.
Dude, that's rough. I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's full of sugar. Something you wear. Something you wear, leggings or a life jacket. I mean, just cruising on a life jacket to work on your Wednesday. And a phone app. Could have been anything, really. Ladbrokes, LinkedIn, Listener, where you get our podcast. I know you subscribe.
If you'd said Listener, we would have dipped in another $10, I reckon.
100%.
But unfortunately, you did not.
And then, yeah, got it there. So you got yourself two. But hey, mate, I think you're going to like this. You don't go away empty-handed. You want $100 to spend a budgie smuggler. Sky's out, thighs out, big guy.
Oh, that's unreal.
Yeah.
For $100, you might be able to look something for you and for your boy. So that's a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah. Matching budgies.
Oh, I love matching swimwear.
We can do that.
That could be a bit of fun for Connor.
Well, Connor, mate, it was great to get to know you anyway.
Yeah, you got to. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you,
too.
Connor. Oh, what a lovely lad.
I like gracious losers.
So do I. Yep.
Jess and Ducko.
Get involved in the question we're asking, the most off-putting thing someone did on the date, and you score yourself. How's this? Right now. Tickets to see Tones and I. She presents her highly anticipated headline tour. It's playing in New Entertainment Centre August 24. Don't miss Fan Faves, Dance Monkey, Fly Away, Never Seen the Rain, and many more. Live tickets and info at livenation.com.au or 131060. Answer this.
That's right. What is the most off-putting thing someone can do on a first date? I was just scrolling Facebook last night, Ducko.
On the book.
And one of the... I know, I don't often go on the book because I find it... very toxic.
It's just old groups.
And you know how it can show you like the first comment, even if there might be 800, you always see the first one.
Yeah.
And they're always so negative. Yeah. And the world we're living in. But this one caught my eye because there was 800 plus comments.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed the responses. The question was, what is the most off-putting thing someone can do on a first date? Now, some people were saying things that had happened to them.
Yep.
And other people were just offering an opinion. A lot of the ones said be on their phone too much or talk about their ex.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're standard.
They're pretty standard. But I like the more specific. And that's what we're looking for. Whether you've experienced this or maybe you just go, I would hate if someone did this. Jerry said, sneeze so loud the entire restaurant looks...
That is a bad one. And when you've got to sneeze, you've got to sneeze. You know I've got a really loud sneeze.
You do.
So if I had to sneeze on a first date and you're trying to do that thing where you hold it. And you go,
yes.
Ah,
yes.
Look at you
and then
explode.
You think your brain's going to pop out of your eyeballs.
Sneezing is an uncomfortable thing to do.
It is. But you know what? I'd actually really like for people to sneeze on a first date so you can get a glimpse into your future.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? You go, am I going to put up with that for the rest of my life?
That loud sneeze.
Don't think I want to. At least you find out.
Good day, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Have a great life. I know I get judged for this one a lot. Someone said my date ordered her steak well done.
Oh,
and they said that was really off-putting.
Yes.
But Jean said, I went on a first date with a bloke who ordered his steak and he complained the whole time it was overcooked. All right, that might be annoying. Get over it, whatever. But she goes on, he proceeded to cut each little mouth-sized piece and inspect it. And if it was not to his liking, he put it to the side of his plate like a child.
No, you can't be doing that. Not on a first date.
No, Andrew said, and the most off-putting thing someone can do is fart or have dog breath.
Dog breath.
What's dog breath?
Very specific.
It's just bad breath.
Yep.
I think bad breath is one of the biggest turn-offs anyone can ever have.
Absolutely. Brush your teeth.
Or a bad scent.
Ah, it's funny you say that. Who said it? Amber.
Yeah.
Amber said the most off-putting thing someone did to me on a first date was sniff me aggressively and ask what perfume I'm wearing. To this day, I don't know if it was because it was positive or negative. I reckon sniffing your date day one.
That's a bit odd.
That's
give
odd.
Him a hug and you just, oh, jeez.
I reckon any sort of criminal activity, Ducko. Lee said I had a first date who he shoplift a pair of sunglasses.
That'll do it. Hey, can you put these in your bag for me?
Can you distract the security guard for me? Karen, you're like Karen,
what's
Ducko.
What's Kaz up to?
The most off-putting thing someone did to her on a first date. My date told me he was a warlock and he chose me because he can spot a witch.
Did they stay together? Surely.
She's used a lot of past tense there. So
you can spot a witch. What are you trying to get out of that?
And you might think topics of conversation that can be off-putting.
Yeah.
Liz has said, I had a guy tell me on our first date in graphic detail how tequila gives him explosive diarrhea and proceed to order a margarita anyway.
It's going to be one of those nights. We're not going home together, are we? Because I'm about to explode. So just, I want to rule that one out right now.
At least you know he's not expecting you to come back with him, you know, because some people say jumping the gun
so
too early.
Maybe that's what he was doing.
But he's really making sure, I don't expect you to come home with me, Liz.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to order. This drink I know gives me the runs.
I think being rude to a waiter. is one of the biggest ones. When you see if someone clicks or if you see how they operate.
Oh!
Yeah.
Why is it okay to do the check please signal?
Is it?
You know, do the little...
I don't do that. I always just do like the put my hand up. Like,
see, I thought that was okay.
Like you're signing something.
But what's the difference? You're making sign language at the...
I suppose you're trying to end.
But again, I would argue, good thing to happen on a first date, so you know straight off the bat.
Yes.
Very off-putting though. Very off-putting. So that's what we're looking for.
Yep.
131060. We've got that double pass to Tones and I to give away.
Yep.
We'll get you in the running for the Call of Fame. But what's the most off-putting thing someone can do on a first date?
Surprise us.
Yes.
Maybe they did. Maybe you're still together.
Oh, maybe it works.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
131060 are asking for the most off-putting thing someone can do on a first date.
That's right. A Facebook thread that I found last night just made me chuckle with how specific some of them were. Look, people are saying things like chewing with their mouth open.
Oh, yes.
Talking about their ex too much. Yeah, we get it. But I like Jerry's.
Talking about kids on the first date.
Yeah. Oh, someone said that my date couldn't get a babysitter, so brought an 8-year-old.
Oh, that's not going to fly.
Which he was like, that was a little off-putting because I didn't even know she had children. If you're going to hide the kids in the preamble,
yeah,
you can't just bring them on.
This is little Timmy. He's got his fish fingers. He'll be right. He'll just listen.
You've had to have brought it up before.
Yeah.
I just got a great text message, Ducko. I won't say her name because I'm not sure if this is meant to be
on air.
A bit sus.
Okay.
She said, not me, but a friend of mine on a first date, she went on. I was off Tinder. He brought his mum.
Oh.
He said to her, yes. I'm connected to the Arabian royal family and we're looking for a wife to be the princess.
No
so
way.
So mama had to come
to like
basically
vet her. No way.
She goes, they literally met it. They met up at a pub for the date and she's being hit up to be a princess. Day dot. That's off-putting to me. I don't need an audition on entering the royal family
one. I'd also want to come back for more. Just be like, could I really be a princess?
Could I be a princess?
What's in this for me?
Mum on day one.
Mum on dates is never good.
I don't mind it. Tamika on 131060, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Babe, what's the most off-putting thing someone can do on a first date? And are you speaking from personal experience?
Yes, we were in the car park to walk into the restaurant and he hopped a gully.
Oh.
I started heaving and said that I wasn't well and we haven't never spoken again.
So was he doing that like the hocker and then
like
actually
a big
spat it?
The whole like from deep in the stomach and it comes to your mouth.
Maybe Tamika, he thought this would turn you on. Look how far I can hock this gully.
It was disgusting. Yeah. I just started giving straight away. I left and we have never spoken again.
Yeah. You've dodged a bullet there.
There you go. You see that, babe? See how far I hit that one?
Oh, that's disgusting. Rodney on 131060. Rodney, what's the most off-putting thing someone did on a first date?
So on my first date, we went into a restaurant and the lady I was seeing at the time, we sat down and everything was quiet and we were just waiting for our turn to order and she let out this massive fart and I mean, like, it echoed through the whole place and I just kind of looked and everyone looked at me like,
it's clearly you.
And did you take the heat for her or did you just go, that's not me, that's this chick, I just met her?
I kind of like looked and said, oh, sorry. So I pretty much well took the heat.
Rodney,
oh, that's so funny.
This is, like, did she think it was going to be a silent but deadly, but it actually echoed? Like,
did the little side cheek out?
You had to talk about it, surely.
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I just looked at her and she was very apologetic. And I said, look, babe, it happens to the best of us.
It happens to the best of us.
Did you stick around with her? Did you go on another date?
Oh, I did. I weren't going to let that. It's just natural.
That's it, Ronnie.
Oh,
that's what you need.
And you know what? There's a lid for every pot. Someone else would have been like,
she needed a lid
no
for her pot, for sure.
But for Ronnie, it's just
that's
it's part of being a human.
You want to let one rip out in the front of the restaurant, honey? Everyone blames it on me. Why not?
Go for it.
Nikki, good morning to you. Off-putting thing someone did on the first date.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, fabulous.
Fantastic.
Nikki.
That's good. I think the most off-putting thing would be for me is a guy taking a good old scratch or having a feel, right? We've all witnessed it. It's not attractive, and it's definitely not attractive for a first date.
Oh. Nikki, a little readjustment. You're saying keep that behaviour away from day one.
It's Gems 3. I don't want to see that on my first date. That's not what I want to imagine for my life.
And I don't want to admit this, but it's you. I do it more often than you think.
You're almost unconsciously
you
do. Doing it.
You can't help it. You'd reshuffle and it becomes just like a scratch or something like that.
Yep. See, I think I'm going to speak on behalf of all the ladies. We're so conscientious on a first date.
Yeah.
Every movement is very calculated and thought out, where the blokes are like, yeah, no worries.
But you don't want to be bunched up, Nikki. You know what I mean? You want to let it all breathe so you can be relaxed.
I get it, but it's a time and a place, and we all see that way too much. I work with a group of guys,
okay.
A very male,
yeah.
And I see it all the time. It's not sexy, and you can't unsee it.
You can't unsee
it. Nikki, I love that. Thank you so much for getting involved. And let's go to Ella. Ella, what is the most off-putting thing someone can do on a first date?
Well, this is pretty specific. The guy drove me to a car park across from the beach. He said, I'd like to put on a track, like set the mood kind of thing. And I was like, okay. And he played this song, Take These Broken Wings and Learn to Fly Again. And I looked at him and he was bawling his eyes out and like bashing the steering wheel in time with the music and going, I'm sorry, this is the track I used to love with my ex.
What is that song?
What is that song?
Take These Broken Wings.
Broken Wings and Learn to Fly Again.
Da-na-na-na, cinnamon.
Yeah.
Ba-na-na-na. The voice is it Seal or what?
No, something. I don't know.
We've got
to miss it. We don't have an assistant.
Damn it. That Ella, that is so. We talked about talking about your ex too much on the first date is off putting, but to actually reminisce and cry.
Oh, yeah, and to start really crying and
Ella,
letting it out.
Did you go on to marry that bloke?
Yeah, I was just looking at him going, dude, can you just drop me home?
How do you finish that, Ella? What do you do? How do you come back from tears on the steering wheel at the beach?
I just kind of patted him on the back and said, look, like, you'll get through this. Like,
become therapist.
Oh, man, it was so awkward.
Oh, Ducko's found it on his phone. I love this. Hang on, Ella's going to be re-traumatized.
Was it this?
Yeah.
Oh, Ella, this is you at the beach. Come on, Ella, sing it with me.
This goes out to his...
He's
broken wings. And I'm hitting the steering wheel right now because that's where I am in my car.
Ella, thank you so much. That's such a good story. Do you want to go see Tones and I, babe?
Would love to.
You've got a double pass, legend.
What?
Yes. Great story. Thank you so much.
You won't hear any of this, Ella.
Imagine Tony
doesn't
come off.
Jess and Ducko. We're just seeing some breaking news.
Yeah.
Again, Ducko, I said it earlier in the show.
Mm.
Everything in April that is ridiculous, I think.
April Fool's
is one day.
Yeah.
Pringles have allegedly teamed up with Crocs and come up with a new boot that has basically a Pringles holster
on the side of the boot,
like around the ankle.
It's kind of cool.
But then what if the Pringles fall out?
Exactly.
What is the need? Who needs Pringles that much that they're just going to stop and go down to their ankle holster?
But also, who can't just hold the Pringles?
Yeah.
If I buy Pringles, I'll give you the hot tip, I'm eating them then and there.
Yeah, then and there.
I'm not storing them in my ankle holster to eat later on.
I think Pringles are one of the most overrated chips.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I love a Pringle.
They don't do it for me.
What flavour?
I love sour cream and chives.
Yeah, they're okay.
The green one, the OG.
I just feel like they don't make as many as they used to in that little container anymore.
And I know we've talked about shrinkflation before.
Yep.
They are tiny.
They're tiny little things.
They are
now
for children. Now, where are the adult Pringles gone?
Yeah, I don't know.
They are teeny tiny. That tube has gotten a lot smaller too.
And those little ankle tubes on the Crocs we're seeing in this new breaking story, they look pretty little.
They're little. They don't look like they can hold the big boy either. They're for those little travel ones you buy at the airport.
Travel Pringles, yeah.
That are so expensive. Pringles is one of the most expensive chips, I think.
That's why I don't get it. I understand.
Yeah. If you buy them at an airport.
Yeah, I mean anything at an airport.
You buy anything at an airport. But I think Pringles,
nothing
they're
not the cheapest. $2 at Woolies, mate. Take that back.
$2? What are you getting for $2?
They were $2. I swear, I bought some the other day.
But what? Pringles?
Yeah, it was like two for $4. That would have made them $2 each.
Not necessarily, though.
Right, you know,
might have been a deal.
And they want you to grab one of those.
Tell me the mini pack, though, not
no,
the biggies.
The full length.
This is unbelievable. I'm going to need to know exactly where they were.
Maybe they're going out of stale, you know.
Oh, no. Are they clearing the shelves?
Could be.
They're going the way of the Starburst baby or whatever one of those got discontinued.
Looking at
$2.75. There you go.
Oh, they're little one. Because the big ones are $4.50. That is cheaper than I thought it would be.
Holy moly.
Anyway.
Coles, like not Woolworths. My apologies.
How dare you?
There you go. There you go.
Come up next, though, team. Thank you. There you go. Breaking Pringles news.
Yep. And from Pringles to my dad in retirement. Up next, I've got something to tell you about the great man.
Sometimes your segues are just mwah, and other times you just spell it out for us.
Other times there is no segue. Dad's in retirement, a former current affair journalist.
Does your dad like Pringles?
Well, actually, Dad does special stories still. So
he's like the consultant.
Yeah. I don't think Dad likes Pringles either. I have to ask him. But
I'm going to need to put a pin in that.
Yeah.
And
come
then
back.
We can move on.
I'll send him a text.
Please do.
He's done something, though, which I think is peak retirement.
Okay. Has he picked up a new hobby? Because we were worried. How's he going to fill his days now that he's not on the TV all the time?
Yeah. Not quite a hobby.
Okay.
I think this is a bit more depressing. Jess and Ducko. You know, my dad, retired a current affair reporter.
Very, very talented journalist.
Yep. Senior journalist.
Been in the biz. 4 decades.
Chris Allen, a current affair. He still does some stories from time to time, so I shouldn't
Let
say
that
retired.
Let sink in, because I'm sure people are going to go, oh my God, that's Ducko's dad.
Yeah, you know him if you saw him.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, 40 years on TV.
It's very impressive.
He recently retired, hung up the golden microphone.
Oh God, love him. He went out on his terms.
He did, which is very uncommon in this game, Jess, as we know.
One of my favourite stories is when you were relatively new to this radio show,
yeah,
and your parents came to visit and some women stopped you on the street and you thought, I'm going to have to show off in front of my parents. I'm already making an impact in the community. And
sign?
They went, excuse me, young man, can you take a photo of me with this guy, Chris Allen?
You're Chris
we
Allen.
Love a current affair.
Yeah, it was a real moment for me. And Dad was loving it sick.
I love that story.
Yeah. It was very. He gets very recognised all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, he doesn't have many hobbies to do. So we've been a bit, I've been like, what's Dad going to do? I've been trying to get him into golf
How's
or to do something.
He
goes to the gym, but you know.
Keeps himself tidy.
Yeah, he keeps himself tidy. Looks good, but doesn't have any hobbies. Well, I think he's found his new hobby. Mum and Dad, they're having lots of cups of teas throughout the day. Just lots of cups. Like, it'd be like, is it time for a cuppa?
Has become a tea connoisseur.
Yeah.
And they live up north. It's
warm.
Always warm up there, but they've got the jug on.
Yep.
All
the time. All the time. That thing is, so they'll wake up, they'll go get their coffee from the coffee shop. They'll spend an hour talking to the locals down there and talk about the gossip in the streets and Wendy's house sold for how much.
Yep.
And have you heard Gregory's getting cousins
Who's
to stay?
Who's putting the noise complaint in for
Absolutely.
The pub down the road?
And the magpies are so noisy. So anyway, after that, then they'll come back up, they'll have a cup of tea and they'll have a cake or a bicky or something like that. Then it might be lunchtime. Then it's another cup of tea.
Oh, why not?
And with the cup of teas, there's a lot of daytime TV viewing.
They go hand in hand.
And
they
now,
go with the midday movie? Are they watching the midday movie?
Obviously, they're watching the Channel 9 midday movie. But with daytime TV viewing, there is a lot of sort of infomercials.
Oh, yes, of course. Those really sharp knives that can cut a pair of shoes.
You got a door, you got a gym.
Yes, yep. What about the ShamWow?
Oh, the ShamWow.
The chamois that can really clean your car to the point you say, wow.
Wow, you just can clean anything.
You know what
wow.
I always get suckered in by?
Yeah.
Those kitchen utensils where you can put like half an onion and then you slam it down and almost like guillotines
yes.
it into cubes.
Yes, that does look good.
That's great.
I do admit, sometimes I do see a bit of these things and want them.
Well, and it's just 4 easy payments of $9.99.
Well, my dad, funny you say that, my dad has now entered this era of buying online things from the TV.
No one actually buys them,
I know. Except my grandma, who's passed away. May she rest in peace.
Is that what she left you in the will?
Dad, Mum sends us a photo of Dad cleaning at home, topless, cleaning the glass the other day because he bought himself a glass cleaner. For one easy payment of $9.99.
Oh, my
advertised
God.
Advertised on daytime TV.
Just one easy payment.
Just one easy payment. Well,
hey,
I suppose
I
you could break it up.
I don't want to drag out the joy.
Absolutely
I want
not.
This thing now. He could have done installments.
He could have done.
He's done all right in his media career.
There's him cleaning. I'm showing you a photo now.
Hello.
Yeah, he's topless
in the
house.
So it's a full-on, like, steam mop, but for the windows.
For the windows.
He looks pretty happy.
He cleaned the... He spent apparently all day... Mum was sending us videos, and he spent all day cleaning the pool glass, and then he spent all day cleaning the inside glass in the kitchen.
At least he's using these things, because what happens more often than not, you get suckered in by the ad. It comes, and you go, well, he's hunk of junk. I'm never going to use it.
I can't do anything.
At least he's filling his days... With productivity,
that's true.
And cups of tea,
that's true. It was just a bit.
Oh,
it was a bit confronting. Though I'm like, you've reached this stage, have we, Dad?
I'm really worried. So those ads, I've never actually gone through to a payment.
No.
Are you calling a number or is it online?
I don't know because I've
a
never
number,
done it.
Isn't it?
I think it is a number.
So 1-800.
You can do both. Usually.
You can do both.
As if you haven't purchased something on a daytime TV show.
I watch a lot of it.
Yeah.
I see the ads.
You would get
as
some
if
things.
Your dad hasn't picked up the phone though, because he's a people person.
Oh, yeah.
He'd love to connect.
I would like this glass cleaner. I don't
can
know
you
what's
imagine
called.
The person on the other end of the phone? He's probably going, "What are you?" think of it thinking you know they're really proud of that product and whatnot and they're going Yeah, it's great.
It's okay.
Just give me your credit card details.
Quickly, I'm going to scam you right now. But hey, you spent all day cleaning. I'm like, Dad, if this is you now,
yeah,
cups of teas
You've
and clean the glass.
You've got to break up the cups of teas.
You do, somehow.
He can't give all his money to Dilma. He's got to give some to the steam mop.
You get two. You know, when you call now, you'll get another free.
Probably because the first one breaks.
Hang on, Ducko, your birthday's, you know.
Or how to use it or
yeah,
something.
That's true.
Your birthday's a couple months away. I reckon you're going to get the second one.
The glass
of
cleaner.
All these things.
Absolutely. Because Mum was trying to tell us it was really good value and we should all get it. And Dad's loving it. I'm like, I don't need to clean my glass, Mum.
They're going
to
start working for the infomercial people.
We're getting a lot of people call right now, and I think they think that we're giving away a glass cleaner.
Are they, Babs? quick, ask one of them.
I think they think we're giving away glass.
We don't have one to give away.
We don't have. That was my dad's. I can get the name for you, though, if you need it. But we
people
don't.
Hey, man, window cleaning is a very annoying chore.
It is tough.
If your dad has stumbled upon something,
yeah.
I would love to know. Is she giving you a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I don't know what they're calling
about. I don't know.
I think
what
another show might be giving away something and they've got the wrong number.
Oh, how could they?
Wrong station.
Yep. Oh, losers.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs.